We're going to turn our attention to the issue of sport now, because this weekend it's been a hugely successful league campaign for Kerry thus far, and they're looking like it is going to be a good bet for us to make a league final. The final game, of course, is Armagh versus Kerry in Armagh this Sunday. Throw-in time is at 3:10 for this game, and looking at how it's going to pan out, you'll hear it, of course, here live and in full, and all the build-up to it and the aftermath of it as well on Radio Kerry Sport, of course. But where will it be available to watch? It will not be on TG Cahir. It will not be on TG Cahir YouTube, as many of the league games are going to be on. It's only available to watch on GAA+. And that is the concern of my next caller, Jerry Cornan, who's contacted us in the comment line. Not a fan of GAA+ anyway, I know, Jerry, and pay-per-view in terms of Gaelic games. But look, were you surprised, first of all, that this game is being put on GAA+?
Hi, Jerry, you know me well. I was stunned. I just kind of stood back and said, what have Kerry folk done to Dublin in Croke Park that they say we'll single out one county and we'll make them pay €15 a head to watch the match at the weekend, but every other county can have it for free? And I said, what do we do? Out of the way.
And that's the concern as to what is happening here. The cost of the game will be €15 for a one-off purchase. A season pass for GAA+, which includes All-Ireland Championships and both codes, €95. You can have that for now. But if you wanted to watch the game, from that perspective, it's €15 for Sunday.
It is €15. And I mean, I have various views on this package they give every year, because like all packages, Jerry, they go up every year. Once they get it established, it goes up. But that's a different matter. But my problem is, when I saw the fixture list and I said, OK, we're going to have the same as last year, because last year, in fairness, TG Cahir showed every match in Division 1 and Division 2 on the final day, which was great coverage on YouTube and on their own channel.
I was going to ask you, is that what happened last year? That all of the league games...
Yeah, all the games,
were all on available TG Cahir or YouTube TG Cahir?
Yeah, they showed them on all Division 1 and 2 on the TG Cahir and TG Cahir YouTube. No, that was fantastic coverage, and it showed that it could be done. But like the problem this year is one county, and only one, and that's ourselves, are being told, we're doing the same again this year. All the games are free, except Kerry versus Armagh.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it is available to watch on the BBC iPlayer through BBC Northern Ireland, but that's not available here.
No,
Jerry,
That's my point, is the people in Armagh will be able to watch it on the BBC iPlayer. But the only county that's being asked to pay is Kerry. And I said to myself, like, what did they think of us? Like, we had a match 2 weeks ago in Croke Park at 7 o'clock in the evening. Mayo came down here last weekend and we had a match at 4 o'clock, so I said, go home early. There was no consideration for the Kerry people 2 weeks ago. It probably was 12 or 1 in the morning before they got home. So I just wonder, like, are we looked on differently by Croke Park? Because why would you single out one county? Basically, it's discrimination. You single out one county and say, we're going to treat them differently. We'll make them pay for the match. Like, I'm surprised the county board actually went down to Croke Park once the fixtures were announced early in the week and asked them straight out, come here, what's wrong with us? Why are
what's
we paying and no one else is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's,
I mean,
that's the other
thing. Are the county board fighting our corner or not?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's the issue. There's a draw for Kerry will get them into a league final. So there are things at stake in this game. A win obviously will get us through to a league final as well. And that's part of it too. So it's an important game. And look, you want to see the Kerry team in their last match, perhaps maybe their last match before they head for championship action, notwithstanding what I just said about the league final, Jerry. But your central mystery is why? Why now?
I can't remember. Yeah.
Can you remember,
one question, basically, the county board should have been asking at the start of the week, ringing up Croke Park and saying, come here, lads, why? Just one word, why?
Yeah. Can you remember a GAA+ game, a league game being on GAA+ before?
I can't. But my point is, Jerry, look, I remember going back 20, 30 years, 40 years even, the only people who could show league matches were actually TG Cahir. And then they got popular. So Now, they're obviously a money-making prospect if you want to make it such. But like, as I said, if everyone in Ireland was had to pay for the last weekend of games, you'd say, right, at least it's fair. I wouldn't agree with it. But when you see that only one county, as I said, Armagh can see it on the BBC iPlayer, we won't be able to use the BBC iPlayer, not down here. But as I said, why aren't the county board asking Croke Park, why did you just single out Kerry and say, Kerry people, to know why you can pay €15 to watch the match?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. We'll get on to the GAA and see what the story was. What was the decision-making process that put this one game on GAA Plus and not available on TG Cahir or TG Cahir YouTube or available free to watch, I suppose, for people. Jerry, thanks for getting in touch with us on that. That's Jerry Cronin, wondering about the wisdom of putting that game, the only league game that's behind the paywall for this weekend, unless you have access to the BBC iPlayer, which majority of people here don't have access to BBC iPlayer, so they won't be able to watch it. Of course, you'll be able to listen to it live and follow all the coverage on Radio Kerry, of course. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. Love to hear your opinion on it. Heating oil caller is a widow, is living alone. She has a single person, but she, as a single person, has the same expenses as a couple or family trying to heat that home. It's the same size house with less occupants. At the moment, she receives a measly extra €20 a week and says she's finding it just so difficult at present. Whatever changes they make, she hopes they take account of the plight of people living alone into consideration. Well, I'm sure they will. What the Minister Darragh Bonney, you heard him say there, is they're taking account of the people most acutely affected by the current increase in prices and the current crisis. Some years ago, a caller says she discovered pay-as-you-go for electric heating. No heart attacks at the end of the month. It's a game changer, particularly for those who have no option but to budget. Yeah, there's a number of different companies that involve that. You pay as you go with those. Jerry, morning. Regarding the Kerry Armagh game, can you check if the tickets are allocated for it? Seems to be a mix with us season ticket holders as we're heading up to the game. 3:30 is very late for the Kerry fans. I think it's 10 past 3, but maybe that's when coverage begins. Is it 3:30 that the game actually throws in on Sunday? It sounds like that would be right. All the way to Armagh. Huge drive, that's for sure, on a Sunday to get back in time for work the next day, if that's what you're having to do. Well said to your guests on there, Jerry. He's asking us why Kerry, the only county being charged €15 to watch Kerry Armagh match next Sunday. It's a bloody disgrace. Speak up, our county board, says a listener. We'll try and get on to the GAA and see what they say with regards to why this has been done. Give us your thoughts. And again, I'll ask, can anyone ever remember, has this ever happened before, that a league game would be on GAA Plus? I'm open to correction on that, but I think it's a first. For whatever reason it was done, maybe it's something to do with the rights deal for BBC Northern Ireland. If it's on BBC Northern Ireland, then it has to go pay-per-view. Maybe they are trying to show it to people by GAA Plus, by Wedding Avenue. That could be part of the reason for it. Who knows? We'll try and get to the bottom of it and find out exactly what's going on.